We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events, the list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Week 16 edition of the Prop Shop Show here on RotoGrinders. I am Britt Devine, joined by Will Priester, Chief Justice 06. We are coming to you live early on a Tuesday morning. Chief, we got to beat these sports books to the lines. No, really, we just had some scheduling conflicts a little later in the day. But whatever it takes, Chief, to get these props in for the people, for us personally, I was putting a bunch of these in on Monday afternoon when Underdog and Prize Picks dropped them. We will do whatever it takes, Chief.
Yeah, listen, man, no secret here. We put work in. We work hard. And if you did not know that, look at the time, look at the bottom of your coffee mug, or look at your breakfast plate, folks. It's 9 a.m., and we're up ready to bring the heat. Love this job. Love this company. Love the prop shop. Love everybody that's in the props. Merry Christmas to everyone, because I don't know when you'll be watching this video. Happy holidays to all, and hopefully you get to spend some great time with your family. And if you can, detach from your phone, put your props in, lock your phone upstairs, and walk away and just go back to it later. Enjoy your family at least for a few hours, and then come back. Trust me, the props will still be there. With that being said, Britt, sir, it's NFL week again. We're in week 16. The season has flown by, my man. Flown by.
Yeah, it's going quick. This is I want to start this week off. This is the weather week, Chief. Every game, it seems like. It's cold. Chief, do you want to tackle Derrick Henry when it's like 10 degrees out and the wind's blowing? I know I don't want to. You'll hear about a prop I like in a little bit in regards to that. But like, even the Thursday night game's gross. All these games are cold. In San Francisco, it's like 30 degrees. In Miami, it's like 40 degrees. I mean, the weather this week is pretty big. And I guess that's led to me. I was talking to you pre-show. I don't really have a ton of plays. I have like four or five. Sometimes I'll come with 12, 13, 14, because I like the overs generally. And that's not really working out for me this week, because I think some of these totals, the total in the Saints-Bills game, if I'm reading it correctly, is 31.5.
Yeah, it was 31, bro. We talked about 31. Yeah, it's insane.
That game, none of the props are for that game, but it's cold and 30-mile-per-hour winds. So just pay attention to the weather when you're putting in props this week. It is something to note. Almost every game is affected by that. And I want to start Jumping into the Thursday game, because we've got Trevor Lawrence, who's looking pretty good as an NFL quarterback now, going up against the Jets, who do have a pretty good defense. I was on the Jets last week as on the spread, and for them to give up that totally shutting down the Lions offense all game long, give up that touchdown late was a little bit of a heartbreaker for me. The line's pretty low on Lawrence, I think partly in due to the weather. What I like is this, the ETN rush yards is what I'm gaming right now, Chief, is at 60 and a half. This is my favorite prop from the Thursday that's available. Underdog just has a couple of the receiving yards. If it was going to be nice, I'd like the Garrett Wilson 50 and a half, but I'm really not expecting the weather to be good. So I'm really just on this ETN 60 and a half rush yards. The Jets, you know, he bounced back. He had some real tough matchups. Tennessee, Detroit, Baltimore. They're going to give him the ball. If it's, I think it's 15 to 20 mile per hour sustained winds with a lot of rain, like heavy rain the entire game. I'm looking for the run game to take over. I think this line on ETN is a little bit too low right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think I agree here. Here's what I think. As long as they stick to the script here, right? Because, I mean, man, I've just seen some teams do some dumb things, Britt, when they're up by, you know, 12 to 15 points, a la the Packers, and they just keep throwing the ball, like, with 2 minutes left in the game. Just instant. But let's hope that the Jaguars aren't going to do that, and they're going to stick to the script here and give Travis Etienne the ball. If that's the case, I like it. I'm still slightly afraid of Etienne. Like, I mean, I know he gashed the Cowboys a little bit. Prior to that, there was no gashing of any team. I do respect the Jets defense, but like you said, I think if it's game script based, I'm in on it. For me, I think I'm gonna wait and see what other props come out on this game. Like, do we get any reception props? Do we get any target props? Like, do we get any pass completion props? Do we get any tackle props? Like that
linebacker tackle props in the rain, Chief. That's what you want. Yeah. Linebacker tackle props.
Let me say this too, because you know we've been doing this a good while now. CJ Mosley's probably going to come out at 9.5 in this game, and that might be a spot to just still take the over. He's been kind of in between, if you will. You know, nine tackles, 11 tackles, nine tackles, 12 tackles, nine tackles, you know, kind of that scenario. But if he comes out at 9.5 on this one, he's definitely probably someone to take a look at. He's not up on the board right now, but I'm assuming the books are going to have him out at 9.5 when they come. And that's probably a good one to take a look at. Secondarily, Zay Jones, I keep saying this, he's been getting a lot of volume. You know, caught a big touchdown pass that really exploded over that last number. I think it was like a 40, 50 yarder or something like that. But even still, he's still getting enough targets to get the work. And I think Sauce Gardner will be on Christian Kirk. This is more of maybe a reception prop or a target prop than it is a yardage prop currently. But I do want to mention him. He's someone I've kind of been targeting week to week, and it's been coming through for us. Last week he had a first half prop of 22.5, which was too low. So, just wanted to mention Zay Jones, because I do think Sauce Gardner will be on Christian Kirk for what it's worth.
Yeah, we got to see. Sauce Gardner is definitely, I think he's going to be that defensive rookie of the year. He's playing.
Oh, no question.
Literally lights out. I think I saw last week PFF didn't have him in coverage a single time as a negative grade in pass coverage. I mean, he's a legitimate defender right now in college. So, so just keep an eye on this. I like ETN. Chief mentioned the tackle props. If you want, we mention this every week. Hop in the prop shop. It's a free community Chief has set up through the Roto-Grinders Discord. You will get the tackle plays. You will get the reception props. You will get late-breaking analysis from not just Chief, but a variety of other smart people in there as well. But specifically the tackle plays, if you want those, they usually get released but Wednesday night, Thursday morning, Thursday afternoon for these games. Chief will have those for you in the prop shop if you're looking for them. Let's go to Saturday, right? Christmas is Sunday. There are some Sunday games. There's not a lot I like this week, Chief. I want to start with pass yards because this is where we usually start. I'm actually eyeing, there's one, the one I've talked about every week for a while is Patrick Mahomes. You can take him in the first half. You can take him over. It's against Seattle. It is cold. I think it's going to be like 10 or 15 degrees in Kansas City. Let's see here. We've got an 8 degrees with a 12 mile per hour wind, right? So it's bad conditions anywhere you look. You know, I wouldn't want to play football. Why don't they put domes in every stadium, Chief? I don't understand this. NFL, I know the teams want to play outside, and it costs the billionaires, you know, well, it doesn't cost the billionaires anymore. It costs the taxpayers a little more.
Exactly. It's the taxpayers.
To make a stadium with a dome. But like,
listen, pause here. That's such a misconception about stadiums, right? Like, you think the teams, but no, they're getting municipal bonds from the town, the city, to build these huge stadiums and finance it over years and years. It's so crazy to me. It's like, guys, just build your stadium. Like, quit making me pay more money to live here.
Like, why do the Jets and Giants have to play in 47 degrees with winds and rain? And why do the poor Texans have to try to tackle Derrick Henry when it's literally like 0 degrees outside? That sounds pretty horrible. Yeah.
Like, even in Arizona, they've made stadiums now where you can close it and still have real grass. Yeah. Like, they just roll the
I think a nice one, nice places you can do that, Chief. You can't do that in upstate New York.
No, not at all. But I'm just saying, generally speaking, like, if you know, Arizona, they've still got real grass. They just roll it aside. It sits there and it rolls it back. Yep. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Guys, what are we
you doing? Don't want anyway, that I'm metal. Sorry. Maybe they don't do it because of that Meadowlands turf, right? It's already eaten enough ankles up and ACLs. You don't need it killing everybody everywhere. Yeah. But I don't know. I'm not loving the board overall this week, at least what's available. The Mahomes over 300. Like, he's going over the Seattle, pretty poor defense all around. He's at home. They always keep these games close in home in Kansas City. They never really seem to close out teams, so I expect this to be close pretty much the whole game through. The only time he hasn't approached this was the weird game against Cincinnati. I'm liking Mahomes. Take him in the first half, too. That's been absolutely lights out this year. I think he's at 150 and a half. The other one I was looking at is on underdog, and that's hold your breath, Chief. Sam Darnold is at 195.5. Hey, I'm not playing it for Sam Darnold. I'm playing it for Detroit.
Yes. Take it.
It's the over there. That's all I got this week from the passing yards is those two.
Well, you know me, man. I don't mind getting a little frisky in the passing yards just because of the situation. I think you take Daniel Jones. He's sitting at 195 and a half. They're going to be inside in Minnesota. I know this did not come together as you know, in Washington. I didn't play it last week, obviously, but I think this is a spot where they will be down and will have to pass the ball. And so at 195 and a half, I think he can get to 200 here. So that's one I like, but that's more of a game script play as well. You mentioned Mahomes at 300. I'm so glad you mentioned that. That's what I wanted to highlight this week, because now Prize Picks has caught on to the fact that we were going to hammer the first half. So the first half and the full game are now in.
Oh, they
now
did.
We have an arbitrage.
I think I might have done this, Chief, because I put in about 20 tickets on the first half.
Well, yeah. Listen, the prop shop's been on it. But we've got an arbitrage opportunity here where now the full game yards is actually the better play. So I'm probably going to get more full game in for this one and just hope and pray that Mahomes continues to push this ball down the field against Seattle, which he should, because this is a better team than Houston. I know they're going to be in the elements, but they should be able to get that done. Another one that I like this week, I know it's going to be a little bit cooler, but look, man, two at 255 at home, I'm taking the over. He's at home in Miami now, playing Green Bay. I know he's had a rough stretch outside of the San Francisco game on the road. Buffalo, look, 234 in the cold weather, Brett. And it started snowing late, like 255. That's too low. He should be at 275, easy. I think I think the books come out around 265, 275 ish. I think this one is 15 to 20 yards too low, in my opinion. So I'm all over this one.
I can certainly get on that one. And I do want to note, I got in all my Mahomes first half tickets at 150.5. So I would also recommend not taking that anymore at the 160. They did seem to bump that up, and I would go with a full game at 300. I did not know they made that change this morning. Anything else standing out? I can definitely get behind Daniel Jones against Minnesota for sure. What do you got, Chief?
This was my other one. It's not going to feel good, Britt, okay? Because it's low. I mean, it's low. But I gave Desmond Ridder his shot the first week, right? And so I wanted to see what they were going to do. And basically, he's Marcus Mariota with a new name. They're not going to be throwing the ball a ton. They're going to be running the ball with Algier and Patterson and whoever else. And so at 150.5 against against Baltimore, and Britt, this, it feels like we should be taking them. They're in Baltimore. It's going to be cold. This feels like another under to me. And it feels yucky because it's 150.5. But, Britt, that feels a bit too high, I think. He's at 102.5 total yards on underdog. He had 38 yards rushing. But I think I'm inclined to just take the under.
The 150. That's I won't fault you for it, but I'm not gonna do that one first. That's just like, it's an NFL quarterback. He should be able to throw for 150 yards, but it's the philosophy in Atlanta. I understand.
But it's also the philosophy in Baltimore. Like, if they were playing, if they were playing Tampa Bay even, I'd be on the over here. But Baltimore is going to play just like them. This is going to be a slow, run-the-football game on both sides. Like, I don't see either team scoring more than 20 points. You get what I'm saying? Like, last week's game, I think they won, 21-18? No, they lost 21-18 or something like that. And that was in the dome. Like, now we're going back outside. I'm not trying to force you to play it. I'm just saying this is why I like the under, because both teams are going to be at a snail's pace here. And as long as they can run the ball and get field goals, like, I don't think either team is going to care.
All right. Justin Tucker field goals. We'll get on that one when that one comes out. Let's go to rush yards. The play of the week for me is definitely Derrick Henry. He's at 105 on Prize Picks, which it seems like a lot, but he's 100. He's at 120.5 on underdog. Yeah. And Chief, he's gone for 211 yards rushing against Houston four games in a row. Houston's giving up 160 something rush yards, and you know, maybe even more than that per game on the season. The dude is going over 105.5 yards this week. I mean, I mentioned it. Imagine trying to tackle Derrick Henry when it's 10 degrees and it's windy and it's cold. No thanks. I'm just going to let him run past me.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, if you've been afraid of Derrick and Britt, like, we've kind of stayed on the Derrick Henry train the whole season. And I will say, if you have, you've probably made more than you've lost, because we've got him at 80 yards some of these weeks where that was totally unreasonable. Like, the books just bumped him down too much because of, you know, a couple bad performances in between. So, like, if you look at this game log, 87 against Green Bay, 38, 30. But then now look at the last two here, 121, 104, and now he's 105 against Houston, and we're probably going to get another 115 yard-ish rushing game from him, at least, I would say. Mm-hmm. So I still like the Henry over for sure. I think this is a good one. Another one, and this one, I'm not as afraid of it as I would have been earlier this season. How do you feel about Justin Fields at 70.5? Now, his first half has been hitting as well. Like, he's been just smashing in the first half. Like, he's at 72. But look at the first half, Britt. This is kind of like Mahomes, but in a rushing yard perspective. And this one is exactly half. But look at these first half rushing yards. It's insane. He's been smashing this every game. I think first half is probably in order, along with full game, unless they make some type of major adjustment like they've done with Mahomes. But the Justin Fields first half is one we kind of got on last week, and I think that's another good one to look at, because I think this is their way of trying to stay in the game, score points, get him running early so he can get in a rhythm. And I think that's probably why we're seeing a bunch. Now, he's been blowing through the full game anyway, but first half, he's just been – I mean, it's been insane. So I like that one a great deal. How do you feel about that one?
Yeah, I mean, he can get this on two runs. I mean, he's capable. It's a third and 15. They push him back. It's no problem for him. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy, Britt. Like, because I was watching, so you know, like you're watching Red Zone, of course. And so I'm watching the game Sunday, and I literally see him do the same thing every week. He rattles off a 40 or 50 yard run, and in my brain, I'm thinking, how do these teams stop this? But it's always a broken play. Like, so the one from Sunday, the guy had – did you see the play, Britt, his big run from
yeah,
Sunday?
Yeah, he had him dead to right, and then he runs off for 30 yards.
Yeah, I mean, and it would have been a touchdown had he not stepped out of bounds. I mean, he just – it's crazy. So I like this one a ton. I think this is another good one to get involved in. Now, another one in the rushing yard category. And rushing yards, I think, so far – is probably my favorite of the week, if you will.
Mine too.
Yeah. Najee Harris sitting at 67.5 against the Raiders, where I know they're going to give him the ball in this game. And I don't – the Raiders defense is – I'm not worried about the Raiders defense. I was more worried about the Panthers defense, and the guy put up 86. I like 67.5 rushing yards here. I think he's going to get more than enough volume to go past this. I'm with Trubisky, quarterback that can run a little bit as well. If Trubisky plays 67.5, I like this a lot. I've got another one I like as well, Britt. Probably two more, but one for sure. You want to say anything about Najee? I've got one more after him.
Najee, I think he's another one. I'm ambivalent on him. I don't know if I would play that one. I haven't looked into it too much personally, because I know they're playing Warren a lot, but Warren's taking a lot of the passing game work.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/BlueWire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
So I have not researched Najee Harris, but it's against the Raiders, Chief. That's all you got to tell me. And I think that's I think you probably do Josh Jacobs too. I've got so my favorite rushing prop is Derrick Henry. My second favorite, Chief, is on Underdog, and it's an under on a guy that made me a lot of money last week. I had Brian Robinson over 66 and a half last week, a bajillion times. He's at 62 and a half on Underdog against San Francisco. San Francisco is allowing 57 rushing yards per game as a whole, and he's splitting work with Antonio Gibson. And the San Francisco offense, we saw he had a really good first half. And then when they get down to the Giants, I think he only got like two or three attempts. They sort of abandoned him and let Gibson more in the passing game. I could see the same thing happening again here. So I am the Brian Robinson under 62 and a half on Underdog is just as good to me as the Derrick Henry over 105 and a half. This line is definitely going to come out lower than this. Prize Picks, which generally has the higher line, is at 57 and a half, which I think is a little bit more, or is at 55 and a half, which I think is more in line.
Yeah, 55 and a half.
Yeah, we'll come out with. So this Underdog play, taking the under, looks pretty solid to me. That's one of my favorite of the week. And the other one I got circled, I mentioned ETN. The other one I'm on is Pacheco. 67 and a half is against Seattle. Seattle, horrible run defense. And he's getting there. Basically, every week, he was like, what, a yard and a half under it in Cincinnati. He's getting a lot of the work. It's cold weather. I like Mahomes. I'm going to talk about Kelsey, too. I like this whole Chiefs offense, but the 67 and a half looks a little bit too low for Pacheco.
Yeah, and God, I hate to double back. I do like Pacheco. Like, I think we get in on it for real. Like, we're in. Britt, Underdog. Underdog has two at 290 and a half passing yards. Mm-hmm. And he's at 255 on Prize Picks. I'm telling you, this number is going up big time. There's no way he stays at 255. Like, you probably want to get in on that now. I'm not saying you as in you, the listener.
Chief, I am. I'm putting in some cards with my favorites right now. You just convinced me.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's way too low for him to be at home. Thank you, Prize Picks. I'm going to get that in right now as well. Last but not least, Britt, and a lot of things I'm doing right now, of course, is matchup-based. Latavius Murray against the Rams at 65 and a half. If Aaron Donald doesn't play, like I watched the Rams game from this past week, and I saw prior to injury A.J. Dillon run all over this team in the first half. And I saw Aaron Jones run all over this team late. And we've got Mr. One Cut himself, Murray, going downhill against his defense at 65 and a half. And you know he's going to get the volume now, especially Russell Wilson doesn't play. And Brett Ripien is going to throw it some. Like, they're not just going to let him run. He is going to throw it. I think that's a touch too low. I think he can get 70, 75, 80 yards on this team. So I like Murray. I like James Conner as well at 62 and a half against Tampa Bay. But that's more of a like, not love. But Murray and Najee, I love those two.
All right. I think that's going to wrap it up for the rushing yard props. Again, don't forget, as Thursday and Saturday approach, there's, you know, we've got three statistics now. There's about 20 of them that'll pop up on Prize Picks and Underdog along with everything else. You can get all that in the prop shop. Any of the late-breaking statistics that pop up. All right, let's go to the receiving yards. I got two on Prize Picks. I've got Kelsey at 75 and a half. He's averaging 81 and a half on the season. And then Seattle's allowing the fourth most yards to tight ends this season. We saw Kittle hit that big play. They're not going to be able to stop Travis Kelsey. This line's too low for sure. So I love that entire Chiefs offense. You can do Mahomes. A Pacheco, you can do Kelsey. You're on your way to a four pick, a five pick, a six pick. Just take overs on all of them, Chief. I think they all get there this week. So that one looks pretty good. And the other one I'm on is Kittle at 41 and a half. The Commanders are the stingiest team this year in terms of yards to tight ends. I'm chalking that up more as an anomaly than anything that's really meaningful, because Kittle at 41 and a half without Debo
Correct.
This is just – it's too low for a guy of Kittle's ability to break a big play, to break a couple of tackles. He gets 4 or 5 receptions. If his reception line comes out at 3.5 again, you can take that for sure too. But it's the two tight ends. That's the one I'm looking at. Cold weather, maybe the ball doesn't go down the field as far. Let's focus on the tight ends. These are the two I was looking at from the receptions. I was looking at Wilson at 58.5, but the weather's taking me off that. I do. You wanted Daniel Jones. I could definitely play Darius Slayton. I like it as a little combo, Chief. If you were looking for a correlated play on Prize Picks, your Daniel Jones play with Darius Slayton over looks pretty good to me against Minnesota. I could definitely play that one as well.
Yeah, I don't hate that at all. They didn't really throw to him in the first half of the last game, and then the second half was kind of started throwing to him. I'm going to throw that out. You know, he's been a guy that has played well, you know, or has caught some passes. And this the type of passes that he's going to catch. They like to get him downfield in space. And I'm not saying everything's like 30, 40 yards, but, you know, some 20-yard in routes, some 15-yard wide receiver hooks. Not hooks. My God, curls. That, like, we've seen the deep curl action with him as well. So I like Slayton as well. One guy that I'm going to play this week, and this is really more game script than anything because I expect this team to be down. Like, we've got DK Metcalf at 70.5. I'm going to go over this week against Kansas City. Like, they're going to have to throw this ball. So I think we're going to be in good shape here with him at 70.5. I just think he's going to get more than enough volume to get there. Like, Kansas City – as we see, they can't stop anybody, but they can outscore anybody. So I like that one a ton. Britt, Ja'Marr Chase, I'm not playing Ja'Marr Chase. This is just a mention. He's been so close to going over our season-long prop. And had he not got hurt, I think we would have been probably at least at 5 by now. He had 95 yards or 97 yards receiving like 2 games ago. So he's still stuck at 3. And then I think he had another game before his injury where he was right there and just didn't. He should probably be at least at 5 by now. So he's got 2 games left. Here's to hoping we get 2 100-yard games to close out the season, Brett. Because if not, that prop is dead. And it was alive until he got hurt. Like, we were well on our way. I think he has – yeah, I think he's at 3 or 4. Either way.
I think on season-long props, if you just hit the under on everything, you'd be a millionaire.
No, well, no, because, I mean, listen, right now, in terms of season-long, I'm well on track. Like, I think Zeke is going to get there. Zeke was at 87.5, and they haven't computed the past 2 weeks yet, and Alan Lazard is close enough. Lazard may not make it. With 2 games left and left. Well, I take that back. They're playing Miami this week. Like, this, he would have to have a big game this week to get there. Against my, but we'll see. James is going to be a DMP. AJ Brown is already there. So anyway, but last but not least here in terms of the passing or the receiving yards rather. And this one is up there, Britt, but I don't care because this guy's getting so much work. And that's Tyreek Hill at 83.5. I think it's too low. Like, he's been at 94.5. I think he gets there this week. That's going to be a pair of mine right now with Tua. Like, I think I might go ahead and power of Hill, Tua, and Derrick Henry. Like, I think that's a good assessment of a good card there. And I'll just sit on that one until the end of the week and count my money afterwards. Like, that's a big one. For me, that I really like.
Yeah, let's go to someone who you've been taking unders on. You talked about him last week a little bit. Drake London. Chief, I got 10 fingers. I think he had more targets than I can count here.
11, yes.
he's at 45.5. You mentioned, right, if he went over, the line would get bumped, and it got bumped. But I don't know. Is this enough for a guy getting that many targets?
No. Like, I mean, look, man, a guy, he caught – what, 6 or 7 balls last week? 70 yards? Like, that's what I'm saying when I talk about volume. Like, if a guy's going to get 10 targets, 45 and a half low. Like, literally catch half of the passes, Brett. He didn't have to catch them all. He could catch half of the targets and get 50 yards. So I, even though I don't like, and it's such a weird thing, right? I don't like Devin Ridder passing yards, but I like Drake London receiving yards because he's getting all the targets. It's insane.
Yeah, I want to know too. So I was big on Deontay Johnson, my hero. I mentioned it last week as my favorite play of the week. And it opened up, Chief, it was at 48 and a half on underdog. And then the sports books dropped it at 44 and a half, and Prize Picks put it at 44 and a half. And I laddered him all the way up to 100 yards on the sports books. I played him in every ticket. If Mitch Trubisky starts again, not on Prize Picks, he's 60 and a half. He's 49 and a half an underdog.
Right,
if that line sticks and against the Raiders, that will be a staple. And that is only a Mitch Trubisky play. I don't know if I would do that if we get Pickett in there. Anything else I want to talk? There was one other player. Let me scroll here. DJ Moore, right? I like the Sam Darnold over on underdog at 53 and a half. It's against Detroit, Chief. This has me interested. I think this one
he's
might be a little
and a half
bit too
on underdog, by the way. Just a yard. Just a yard. Not as big of a deal, but that yard is, hey, sometimes that yard is the difference between a win and
here's
a loss.
Here's what I'm going to do right here. DJ Moore over. Brian Robinson under. Here's a little three pick for you on underdog, Chief. Brian Robinson under 62 and a half. Darnold over. DJ Moore over. How's that look?
Yeah, I'm in.
Boom. All right, I'm on that one, and I'm playing the Lions, Chief, on this one. So that one looks a little bit too low to me. Let me take a real quick look through the door. Justin Jefferson, he's getting up there 95 and a half. I mean, he's hitting 100 quite a bit. It's against the Giants.
Yeah.
Maybe, this might be a
Giants. I don't care. Yeah. I still don't care against the Giants, though. Like, he's one play away from going over 100 yards.
And then I was looking at DeAndre Hopkins. I know there's no Kyler Murray, but this is – it's 65 and a half. He almost got to the – he got 60 last week against Denver, right? One of the tougher defenses. This is against Tampa. Yeah. This is the one I'm eyeing maximum of six picks a lot. Prize Picks, I need the seven pick. Come on, where's that?
Let's have
another one.
I'm going to tell you right now, they go up to seven picks, I won't be involved with that unless we're doing like massive combo. Like this person says, hey, I got a lock for NFL. I got a lock for NBA. Which, you know, those sports.
Even the six pick, the five pick, I don't mind. The six pick, you really – You got to lower your bet size a little bit on that one because it's very unlikely you get it, and they don't pay enough
on Brett,
five.
So here's the thing in the prop shop, right? And it's so funny, and I laugh about it at least once. So they went up to the six pick, and we've hit some nice six picks, but we go five out of six a fair amount, right? And so everybody says, oh, well, man, if you just went down to five, she probably be taking it. No, they're not. Because the one that misses is the one we would have had in the five pick anyway. Like that's that's the thing. Like so, last week we had these six picks, and I'm sitting there with Daniel Carlson, who's kicking like 50 field goals a game, and Daniel Carlson cost me a six pick, and Younghoe Koo cost me a six. And these guys kick field goals, Britt, right? Dalton Schultz cost me a six pick because of a walk off interception in overtime, and I'm sitting there and I'm saying, yeah, like we got other five, right? And NFL to me, I do think is a little bit different than NBA because NBA, you've got a whole slew of props that you can do like all day long, like all over the place. But NFL, we get it once a week, kind of, sort of, right? And so if you hone in, you can find those props. Like even right now, like as we've been talking, like that's literally what I do. You take Mahomes, you take Henry, you take – you know, the tackle prop you like, you take the field. And then all of a sudden, it's like, hey, these are the guys we like. And you put them in. But it's like, okay, if I was doing a five, would the one that missed have been in there? Absolutely. And that's the one that's been getting us. And it's so funny because it's not like we've been reaching. But, yeah, it, you know, it's tougher than a five, of course. But I still play fives and fours for sure.
I want to make a little six pick though for the people here. So I've got I threw it in. Hey, yes. It's fun. I want to do it too. All right. So I got the Chief stack, Chief. I got Kelce, Mahomes, Pacheco. Are we cool with that one?
Yeah.
I think all of those are definitely too low. I'm definitely playing Derrick Henry in this one.
All right. You know my favorite prop of the week until they bump it. You already know this. Two at 255 and a half. Like that's my top prop of the week until they bump it. Like,
so we got no Tua. Question. And then do we want to play Hill for some correlation? Do we want to play what's another, or do we want to stick it at a five pick? I like this as a five pick. I'm very secure in all of these.
Sure. Plug it in. Listen, if you wanted to run a six, save your free entry and plug Tyreek Hill in there, and you got your six.
All right. We'll put Tyreek Hill
in there. Or you can play Kittle. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. It's not like these are props we don't like. Like, we literally like them all.
Yeah, they made it easier with the reuse entries. They need the round robin selection so I could pick like 12 players and round robin them around.
Britt, but
they won't. I know why they won't do it though, Chief. So I know why.
Britt, if they give us the round robin button, that would be so amazing. Like, it would be incredible. Because right now I have to sit here and I've got my screens up. I have prize picks here, and I just look here, and just making sure that I've got all my matches. Man, give me the round robin button, Britt. Hot streak, give round robin button. That's where prize picks, you can get in on the action.
I think prize picks, I've asked them before. They don't want to do it because if there's an offline and you are able to do it so quickly, it allows you to get in all the action before they're able to change the lines, which is, I believe.
Of course it does.
I think that's going to wrap it up for week 16. I want to thank all of you people for tuning in early that are watching live. We greatly appreciate that. I see a couple of you guys in chat. Thanks for tuning in early on a Tuesday morning. If you do happen to watch this at a later date on YouTube, we would appreciate it if you click the like button. You can click it now. You can also make sure to check out the prop shop, right, when the tackle props come out, when the reception props come out, when the passing attempts and completions come out, when the rush, I think rushing attempts is going to be good this week with the weather so cold. That's one I'm going to be waiting to drop. If you want to get in the know on what the people are playing, you can get all of that in the prop shop. It's a completely free community Chief has set up in the RotoGrinders Discord. Make sure to jump to there. You don't even have to participate. You can just watch what some other people are doing, and you can find yourself some winning tickets at the end of the week, hopefully. Anything else, Chief? It's Christmas week. I hope everyone, like Chief said, I know there's football on Sunday. There's a lot. Unplug. Spend some time with your family. Enjoy the time together. But, Chief, you can get in a couple tickets while you're with the family. I'll allow it, right? You could do all of that. But, be safe out there, everyone. Enjoy Christmas. We will be back next week. Probably not at 9 in the morning. Maybe a different day. Who knows? Schedules are pretty fluid around here. But we'll see what happens. Good luck on week 16, everybody. For Chief, I'm Britt. Thanks for watching, and we out, Chief.